Your words affect every area of your life. They can lift you up or they can destroy you.
Pastor Joanne Ramsey of Speak the Word Ministry.
So how can you be victorious in all your circumstances? By speaking blessings over yourself and blessings over others instead of cursing those around you.
Pastor Joe is a servant of the Lord and commissioned to train soldiers of Jesus Christ on how to wield the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Friend, would you like to have Pastor Joe speak in person at your church, Bible study, or conference? If so, simply contact us. Our phone number is 855-505-2297. Our email address is pastorjoe@speaktheWordMinistry.net.
Speak the Word Ministries presents the teaching of Pastor Joanne Ramsey.
Saints, when you believe His strength is made perfect in your weakness, suddenly the things that used to hold you back will lose their power over you.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey. The mission of Speak the Word Ministries is to teach you that there is power in the spoken Word of God.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a message titled, Sending You Out Like Sheep Among Wolves.
Speak the Word.
David, my husband, had been living with this atrial fibrillation known as AFibs, and the enemy had attacked him while we were preparing for our first tent revival back in April of 2021. And after several attempts to get David's heart beat back into rhythm, the doctors felt that they were left with only one choice, and that was to perform an ablation on him. You know, it is a condition which causes an irregular and often rapid heart rate and can lead to stroke and heart failure. It is also called arrhythmia, which is caused by changes to the heart's electrical impulses. One of the reasons for sharing this with you is I want to give God the glory because He deserves all the glory and all the praise because it was Him working through me and through David. We did not do anything on our own. You know, and secondly, I want to share it with you to remind you how important it is when the enemy is attacking you to keep your mouths shut. Most of the time, I'm teaching on the Word and how to take the Word of God and apply it to your circumstances or your situation. And that hasn't changed because it is so important that at times that when a lot of people are asking the doctors lots of questions and they're doing all their talking, most of the time, it is better for you to keep your mouth zipped up and not say anything. Just be a listener, okay? And so the reason why you need to do this is because your mouth is the gate that gives Satan access into your situation. You know, and access means to give someone the right or the opportunity to use or benefit from. In other words, your mouth gives Satan legal rights to come in and destroy you. In Job 15, verse 6, it says, "Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. And your own lips will testify against you." Remember, Satan will benefit from your words by turning them against you like some shrewd lawyer would in a courtroom. You know, and I'll tell you what happened that day. I'll go back to the time that my husband was admitted to the hospital at 5:30 a.m. on the 17th of September in 2021. They took him in surgery. And then they came and got me a few hours later and told me that he was back in the room. And then the doctor, he came in shortly after that. And the doctor began to talk to me. And he began to tell me that my husband's surgery did not go well. And he said that all of his vitals were low and that they were going to have to take him back in and do an emergency pacemaker on my husband. And I just stood there, and my husband, of course, was laying on the bed, and he really couldn't say very much, but I didn't say anything. I just listened to what the doctor had to say. It's not that I don't respect what the doctors say. I do respect what the doctors say. However, I do not agree with them. I agree with what the Word of God says. And so I listened. I have a great respect for doctors and nurses. If I need a doctor, I'll go to a doctor. But I will go to the throne first. But on this particular day, when the doctor finished talking, he left and he said he would be right back. And I went over and laid my hands on David's body, over his heart, and I began to pray in the Spirit. And in a few minutes, one of the nurses came in and they said, "Mr. Ramsey," they said, "your blood pressure is up. Your heart rate's up." And in a few more minutes, they came back in and said, "Mr. Ramsey, this is up and that's up." And it wasn't really long before they had him up walking him up and down the hallway. And so this was really quite awesome under the circumstances. But you know, friends, the doctor never came back. This was on a Friday. And so they moved him into a room, and I stayed with him till about 10 o'clock over in Norfolk Hospital. And the next morning, the doctor came in, and of course, he was surprised, and I didn't really know what to say. But my husband was released that day. And I just want you to know that I believe one of the main things was keeping my mouth shut and not coming into agreement with the doctor. Because, you know, the Bible tells us that where two people come together as agreeing about anything, he says, it shall be done. I did not want to agree with what the doctor was saying to me because I didn't want my husband to go back into surgery and have a pacemaker. And so I just kept my mouth shut, and I just began to give it to the Lord and began to pray. And as it turned out, like I said, he went home the next day. But as I was saying in Job 15, verse 3 and 6 in the New Living Translation, the Bible says the wise don't engage in empty chatter. He said, "What good are such words?" You know, so I didn't engage in any chatter. I just listened. And sometimes that's your best thing is silence, just silence. Angels will respond. His angels, God's angels, are activated for our benefit when we speak God's word. Not when we're speaking our word, but when we're speaking God's words. And it says in Psalms 103:20 that bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. You know, there could have been, when I think about it, there could have been a whole different ending to what happened at the hospital that day had I given Satan access by opening my mouth. But I'm so thankful that the Lord has been teaching me through his word that how important it is than who we come into agreement with. And I come into agreement with what God says about me and about my husband. I don't come into agreement with what somebody else says. It is only by opening your mouths that the devil will have the right to come in. I'm going to say that again. It is only by opening up your mouth that the devil will have the right to come in. Don't forget that, because, you know, one of these days, just by keeping your mouth shut actually could save your life. Or it could save the life of a loved one or friend. You know, brothers and sisters, the world that we live in today can be and is a very frightening place. It seems that just as we think we have gotten a handle on one battle, we are faced with another battle. However, the Lord reminded me of this word in Hebrews 10. Verses 37 through 39 in the Voice Translation, it says, as the prophet Habakkuk said, in a little while, only a little longer, the one, capital O, the one who is coming will come without delay. Hallelujah. In verse 38, he says, but my righteous one must live by faith, for if he gives up his commitment, he said, my soul will have no pleasure in him. You know, the Strong's Concordance puts it this way. But my righteous one shall live by faith, and if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him. Think about that. It says in verse 39, we are not of those who give up hope, and so are lost. But we are of the company who live by faith and so are saved. Praise God.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to author, Bible teacher, and evangelist Pastor Joanne Ramsey here on Speak the Word. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry and is made possible by our friends and supporters around the country. It's secure and easy to make a tax-deductible donation with your debit or credit card. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them. You can also connect with us online at speakthewordministry.net. We hope that you've been blessed by today's program. Pastor Joe will have a closing word for us in just a moment. But first, we'd love to tell you about Pastor Joe's book titled The Weapons of a Warrior, A Soldier's Handbook for Spiritual Warfare. When you're in a faith battle, are you prepared to stand with God at all costs? Pastor Joe lays out a step-by-step plan that every believer can use to overcome opposition, including important measures to see your full potential in Christ, and how to stand strong in turbulent times. Just ask for a copy of The Weapons of a Warrior by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly at Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here again is Pastor Joe.
Hello, friends. This is Pastor Joe. And today I want to speak to your heart for just a moment. Every time you tune in to hear our Speak the Word radio broadcast, the Word of God is going forth and lives are being changed. And through this ministry, they're hearing that God loves them. That's what Speak the Word ministry is all about. And I want to thank you because you're a part of that mission. Your prayers, your encouragement, your support, it matters more than you know. But as we move forward, we feel a strong calling to expand this outreach, to reach more people like you, to broadcast on more radio stations, and provide helpful resources for those who desperately need to hear the truth of God's Word. So today, I want to invite you to take a step of faith with me and prayerfully consider supporting Speak the Word ministry financially. Your gift will help us grow, reach more listeners. Friends, there are people all over the world that need to hear about Jesus. You can give today by visiting our website at PastorJoeRamsey.com. Thank you for standing with us, and thank you for helping us reach the ones who need it the most. And remember, there's power in the spoken word of God, and may God continue to bless you.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've been with us today. Join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God, against the word.